We want to begin by chatting with Suzanne Bates. She is Director of Policy and Legislative Outreach for the Yankee Institute for Public Policy. And Suzanne, welcome to CT on the Hill.
Thank you so much, Dan. It's good to be with you.
And today the Appropriations Committee actually is going to have a hearing on the spending cap here in Connecticut. And we need a little education, first of all, because I'm sure there are some people to this day, Suzanne, who still believe that Connecticut had a hard and true spending cap, and that was never the case, was it?
No. I mean, so a little history, I guess, is in order. Back in 91, when they passed the state income tax, they also passed a constitutional spending cap and a statutory spending cap. And then in 1992, voters overwhelmingly approved the constitutional spending cap. But in that cap, it said that the legislature had to define three words or three terms, and then the constitutional cap would be fully enforced. Well, they've never done that. So it's been 25 years, and we're still waiting for those terms to be defined. And so that's something that's going to be discussed in the hearing today.
And then, of course, you were part of a commission which never really came to a decision, and it had to do with the spending cap. Talk about that.
Yes, I was a member of the commission appointed by Senator Fasano. We were supposed to help define these three terms and make recommendations to the legislature. Two out of the three terms were easy, the income and inflation. The third term, general budget expenditures, became much more thorny, you know, because there are things that some people want to move out from under the cap. I was there arguing for a cap that included almost all spending, except for the things that the law requires to be outside the cap. But many other people would like to move things. And, you know, the biggest disagreement we had was over what to do with payments into the pensions. Because these are growing so fast, some people think we should move them out from under the cap. But I absolutely think they need to be under the cap with everything else.
Well, there are many people who feel, what's the point of having a spending cap if you're going to exempt a lot of items, Suzanne?
That's exactly the point I was there trying to make. You know, just because something's getting more and more expensive faster than everything else doesn't mean you move it out. It means you have to do something about it. That's exactly what the cap is there for. It's supposed to tell you when, you know, too much pressure is being put. And really what the cap is supposed to do is stop this cycle of our taxes going up every 2 years because spending is going up every 2 years. But because they've basically ignored the cap in a lot of different ways, we're seeing the cycle of tax increases and deficits. And so what it's really saying is we need to do something about the pensions, but people don't really want to have to do that.
Why was this panel, which Senator Fasano pushed for, how come they were unable to come up with a consensus?
So I think, you know, it's tricky, right? I would say the panel was not fully balanced, right? You've got the people who get to be appointed, it's the governor and Senator Looney and Speaker Samowitz. And, you know, there were quite a few people on the panel who really wanted, again, there were a lot of people on this panel who didn't want a strong spending cap. You know, there were people on the panel who did. Now, I thought we were going to end up with a definition of expenditures that ended up allowing for a lot of Swiss cheese holes. But I have to say there were more moderates on the panel than I was expecting, and they didn't want to Swiss cheese a spending cap in the way that some of the people farther on the left wanted to. So even though we didn't end up with a definition of expenditures like we were hoping to, in a way, that was a win.
Which brings us to today, the Appropriations Committee hearing. What's going to be discussed?
So we're going to be discussing, there's multiple bills that mostly Republicans have put forward on the spending cap, asking for these terms to be defined and suggesting the ways that they should be defined. So those bills will all be discussed today. You know, I expect, again, I think I even heard, you know, I think it was Ben Barnes earlier this year say, well, we've got the statutory cap. We have a spending cap in our statutes, but all it takes is 50% plus one to override that cap and to spend more than the spending cap. So So that's why the constitutional cap, it's strong. It's meant to be stronger. It's supposed to take 3/5 of the legislature to override it. But, you know, that's, there are a lot of people that don't want that in place. So we'll see today, you know, if there are people who are willing to put this constitutional cap finally in place after 25 years. That's what I keep going back to. It's been 25 years. Do your job. It's time to put this in place.
What is the reluctance, do you think, among certain people for not wanting to have a hard and fast and true spending cap?
Well, I mean, there are some people who would like to spend more than the cap allows. So that's really what it comes down
right.
to.
That's what I mean. Right, exactly. It's exactly what it comes down to. And now it's going to be interesting to see what unfolds in regards to the committee breakdown, because what we've been seeing, because the Senate is tied at 18-18, is you see the representatives on a committee taking a vote, and then the senators on committee taking a vote, rather than the entire committee voting as one, Suzanne.
That's right. There have been a few times when they've split the committee to vote, and senators on the committee can ask to do that. And there are both Senate bills and House bills out there on the spending cap. So that could happen on these spending cap bills. And if even, you know, one Democratic senator voted with the Republicans to get a bill out of committee on the spending cap, it could end up in the full Senate. And so, you know, that hopefully that will happen.
If you had to pick one of the bills that's being proposed, which one might be the best in order to accomplish that hard and true spending cap? Because as you said, there's several out there.
You know, I looked through them yesterday, and I think most of them are pretty good. Most of them follow that hard and true spending cap. I didn't actually see any that had a more loose definition of the cap. So I think that's partially because, you know, a lot of the Democrats who wanted that more flexible spending cap definition didn't put bills forward on this because they, you know, they're not really interested in seeing the spending cap fully enshrined in the Constitution. So it'll be interesting today to sort of see where people are. And you'll be able to tell from the comments and the questions that they make where they are on this issue, if they really do want to see this cap put in place, or if they're just trying to stop it, the definitions from moving forward.
So what's your gut feeling? What do you think is going to happen today?
I think we will see that there are some people who really don't think we need this cap and don't want it. And I think you will see that there are others who are fighting hard to get these definitions passed so that we can finally have the constitutional spending cap that we were promised back in 1991. And who will win the day? You know, Dan, it's always
right.
hard to say.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I do know because you can split out these votes between the House and the Senate, it certainly is, there's more hope of getting something passed out of committee this year than in the past.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to see what unfolds. It amazes me over the years how the legislature has done everything possible, Suzanne, to skirt around the spending cap. So we'll see how it all unfolds, but it will be interesting. Will you be testifying?
I will. I will be there testifying today.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and we will continue to follow the story, and thanks for educating our audience today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Take care.